No, my pleasure.
Rumour has it that cruise ships are returning to Burnie October. Mate, how important, you know, it's been a couple of years since we've had cruise ships dock on the northwest coast. How important was the influx of people to the northwest on a regular basis from our cruise ships?
Yeah, it was very important. You know, they spread out right along the coast from Stanley to Wings Wildlife. Some, I think, went down to Cradle Mountain. So it spread a lot of money around the region. I don't know exactly how much, but when you get 40,000 people coming in over a six-month period, each spending a day here, it's a lot of money.
Now, over the last couple of years, you would have had a little bit of interaction with our local businesses on the northwest coast. Have they been hurting due to the lack of... I mean, it's a stupid question to ask that, but how are they hurting considering the lack of tourists that we haven't had?
Yes, you know, certainly general tourism, the accommodation industry got smashed, as did hospitality. In relation to the cruise ships, the places that were probably heavily affected, places like Wings Wildlife Park, who continue to do well because it's a terrific attraction, but they would have lost thousands of people coming through their gates. Burnie itself, not huge amounts of money get spent in the Burnie CBD by the cruise ship passengers, but they have coffee and sandwiches and they buy a little bit and they add a bit of vibrancy to the place. Overall, it's a significant loss to the entire region.
And if that equals 40,000 cups of coffee over the span of 12 months, it all adds up, doesn't it?
It does. That'd keep you awake for a while, wouldn't it?
It really would. Right. Okay, so there must be a sense of optimism around town now with this news?
Yes, there's a bit of confusion because we don't actually know who's coming when and what all the arrangements are. We don't have the Makers Workshop as a focal point now, so council is working with West by Northwest and the cruise ship providers to come up with solutions to look after the passengers when they do come here, because we want to be able to have a seamless experience for them to get off the ships and out into the wilds of northwest Tasmania.
Well, I suppose that's something that a normal person wouldn't see, the operation getting the people off the boat and into town, because that's quite an operation in itself, isn't it?
Well, it is. If you've got 3,500 to 4,000 passengers on, say the QE2 or one of those big ships, and I think the QET's got a couple of visits planned in February, you've got to put them all on buses, and we must remember the Burnie Port is a working port, so there's trucks and loaders and all sorts of equipment running backwards and forwards, so it is it's a dangerous environment, so the passengers have to be contained and shipped out as safely as possible.
Yeah, well, okay, I've stumbled across the fact that the first vessel of this season will be the Holland American Lines cruise ship Nordam, and that'll arrive in Burnie October 8 with 1,900 passengers, so there you go, throw that in your diary.
Yeah, I'll do that, and 1,900, that'll get us ready for the big ships.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, really appreciate your time this afternoon. Ian Jones from Business Northwest, cheers for that.
Good on you. Cheers.